Your next speaker is Charles Williams.
What a pleasure it is to be with brothers and sisters here tonight. And we'll study God's Word, and hopefully we'll find things that will be not only interesting, but also most encouraging and even faith-building. We have things to anticipate, and we have things to anticipate because we have a Savior. And what great things He has accomplished, and how great is His person. It is impossible for us to describe the marvelous nature of our Lord, and in reality, the greatness of the things that He has accomplished. But tonight, we want to look at the fact that Jesus came to our world, but also that He ascended. The ascension of Jesus is critical to our faith and critical to the development of God's plan to save human beings, to save us from sin. But when we think of Jesus, of course, we understand that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. From John 1 in verse 14, the fact that Jesus came in the flesh is a critical factor because He was made in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And because He has suffered being tempted, He is able to comfort those who are tempted. So He was made in all things like unto His brethren. So coming in the flesh and the Son of Man, that term applying to Him, is most critical indeed. But then, of course, we're introduced to the ministry of Jesus, the things that He taught, the great miracles that He performed. And then, of course, as Jesus taught in Matthew 8, that He would suffer many things at the hands of the scribes, the Pharisees, and that He would be killed, but that He would be raised again the third day. So the ministry of Jesus and the great accomplishments, and then, of course, the death of Jesus at Calvary. That death had been prophesied. It was not at all a surprise. In fact, it was planned by God. And Jesus even prayed, "If it's possible, let this cup pass from me." But of course, it was the Father's will. And Jesus expressed, "Not my will, but thine be done." Jesus suffered the humiliation of sinners, or great contradiction of sinners against Himself. And when we think of the suffering Jesus, obviously, we are moved to think that He loved us so much that He would go to the cross. In John 15, Jesus stated, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." So we can study the ministry of Jesus, the fact that He was made one of us, and His death, His burial, His resurrection. But then after the resurrection, Jesus showed Himself alive by many infallible proofs. That's what Luke records in Acts chapter 1. The angels had announced to the women at the tomb, "He is not here. He is risen." Jesus was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Paul even told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15 that he had declared to them how Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now Paul says, "By which you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you." So the death, the burial,